Thank you for calling customer support.
My name is Joseph. Can I have the zip code, please?
27504.
You said 27504. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you. Can I have the first and last name?
Jane, J-A-N-E, Batten, B-A-T-T-E-N.
Thank you. I'm looking for an account with that information. Thank you for that.
I don't have the account number. I'm calling in reference to I canceled that order on the very same day that I placed it because it was a scam. And I'm going to dispute it because the customer lady told me that that it would be canceled and that it would take 3 to 5 days to get it credited back to my bank account. And I've checked my bank account and it has not been credited.
Ma'am, I need to first pull up the account so I can see what's going on. Do you have the order number, please?
All I have is it was the Refresh Modern Life, and it's
S-855-47-63-973. Okay.
It was $59.89.
Okay, ma'am, can I have the shipping address on the account you're calling in about?
104 Bell, B as in boy, E L L E, Mead, M E A D E, Court, Benson, North Carolina, 27504.
Thank you for that. Okay, ma'am. I've gone ahead and pulled up the account with that information. Allow me just a moment to review it.
Okay. Well, let me just say this. She said everything had been canceled out. That and that $20 a month, whatever, because I told her I didn't want any part of it. I should have read all the lines in the customer reviews before I ordered it.
I'm reviewing the account. Just give me a moment, ma'am.
Okay.
So I am showing this account was for the meal planning app called Bites Hub, ma'am. It was created when entering into the contest for the mixer. It said you would be also signing up for the meal planning app. Now, I do see you did call in on the 8th and cancel.
Yes.
Regarding the refund, it said that you would call back with your bank on the line for a refund. And then I see you called back on the 8th later on, and you're supposed to be issued a refund by a different agent.
Okay. She didn't say nothing about that. She just told me that I would be that would be credited back to my banking account between 3 to 5 days.
Yes, and so the first time you called back, you spoke with the first agent, they canceled your account out, and then you stated that you would call back with your bank on the line for the refund. So you called back again on the 8th, spoke with another agent, and they went ahead and got their refund issued for you.
Okay.
In full.
Well, why isn't it in my account?
Okay, so it takes 3 to 5 business days. It doesn't include weekends or holidays. Now, do you see that was issued on the 8th, ma'am? You should have.
They took it out on the 9th. I mean,
it was issued, meaning refunded, on the 8th.
Okay. So
you should see it on the 15th, ma'am. Let me just make sure I'm not missing anything about that refund. Give me just a moment.
Okay.
Okay, I see what's going on. They attempted to issue it, but they did not refund it for whatever reason. It didn't go through due to it was not properly refunded. So give me just a moment while I get that issue for you, okay?
That would be great.
Let me just a moment. Please stand in line.
Yes.
I'm still here, ma'am. Please stay in line.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am, so I went in and got that refund issued successfully, and it went through this time. I see it's going to be for $59.89 is the refund amount, and that confirmation number for your refund. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Okay, it is going to be 7306705.
Mm-hmm.
838.
Okay.
That
seven.
Will be back in your account within the next 3 to 5 business days. Business days do not include weekends or holidays, ma'am.
Okay. So 7306705838. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry to have bothered you with this, because I'd already talked to 2 different people that have told me different things. But if
I'm so sorry about something different. I'm sorry about that, ma'am. No, I made sure it was successfully issued this time, ma'am. So you should see that back in your account within the next 3 to 5 business days. The refund confirmation number I gave you is proof of it being refunded successfully.
Okay. Well, I just told her I want everything closed out. She had told me it all had been closed out and canceled, and the $20 a month, whatever that was, has been canceled. It was my mistake. I just don't want no part of it. And I don't want anything coming out of my account after I read some of the reviews. So everything is canceled out.
Yes, your account was canceled out, ma'am, and the refund hat went ahead and made sure it was issued successfully. It'll be back in your account within the next 3 to 5 business days. And I recommend, just for your future reference in the future, whenever you place any type of order online, that you make sure you thoroughly read terms and conditions, ma'am. It does provide you with what you are ordering and agreeing to.
Okay, well, I just want to ask you something. The day that I placed the order was on the 8th. Well, I called back within the hour and canceled it. Why did they go ahead and take the money out of my account when I called back within the hour on the same day?
So when you called in the first time, ma'am, you called in to cancel only. You said you would call back with your bank to get assistance with the refund, and that's what the notes say on the account. Then you called in that later on that day, spoke with the agent, they went ahead and issued a refund, or attempted to issue the refund, but it did not go through properly. It failed, and I don't believe the agent noticed that the system didn't issue it properly. So they thought it was issued. So when I was going through the notes, I saw that they attempted it, but it did not go through. For whatever reason, it failed to issue it. But I went ahead and got that issued correctly and made sure it went through.
Well,
so
I did get it back in your
account within the next 3 to 5 business days, ma'am.
Okay. I did talk with my bank about it. And that's when I called back and told them, you know, of what I was going to have to do if they didn't refund the money. I was going to have to file a dispute. And I don't want to have to go through all that. I just want to try to get the money back in my account. And I appreciate your help and your time. You've been very, very helpful than the other 2 reps that I've talked to.
You're welcome, ma'am. It's my pleasure. Is there anything else I can do for you?
No. If that just works, I'll be happy.
Okay, no more.
Thank you very, very much.
You're welcome, ma'am. I hope you have a very wonderful day, ma'am. And again, it will be about 3 to 5 business days. So today is Tuesday. You should see it by the next Tuesday at the latest. As long as there's no holidays.
At the latest.
Yes, at the latest. As long as there's no holidays between here and next Tuesday. I don't believe there are.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. Bye-bye.